Myles Garrett is scheduled to speak. A couple players may be stepping up to the podium. We'll hear how it goes. But, excuse me, we will carry Myles Garrett for sure for you because we want to make sure you have all the latest information on what is going on. It was an interesting offseason for Myles. There's no question about that. We'll get into that more into the 1 o'clock hour. I do want to talk about what I think is kind of a weird, wild story in college athletics. And I'm not sure how much you caught of this. I know Dan was down with this story. The Big 12 rejected Memphis's $200 million no-strings bid to join the conference. The Big 12 rejected $200 million for Memphis to come on in. This is the third time I'm reading this off of USA Today. This is the third time in the decade the Big 12 has rejected the Tigers' request to join the conference. This time, Memphis reportedly made a bid worth $200 million to jump from, which is now the American Conference. They changed their name. The American Conference into a Power Four. They want to be in a Power Four. I get it. There was also talk, and this was the line that caught my eye too. Memphis Athletic Director Ed Scott has stated his goal for the program is to join a major conference since he took over in June of 24. He laid out two potential conferences he'd like to join. Scott would earn a $250,000 bonus if Memphis joins the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, or the ACC. And then we all know the Big 12 just added Colorado, Arizona, Utah, Arizona State.
Ed's getting after that bonus money, Andy. Yeah.
And
come on, Ed.
You know, there were a lot of schools, and UCF, Cincinnati, Houston, they came out of the American Conference to get over there. So they would like to, with a rejection from the Big 12, an attempt to join the ACC could be on the horizon for the Tigers. Memphis turned down an invite to join the reforged Pac-12. Why would they do that? Oh, maybe because he didn't have the bonus? I don't know. I would, if I was Memphis, wouldn't you have hopped into the Pac-12 deal? That's where I would have gone.
Pacific 12, Memphis.
Stop worrying about things like Big Ten thinking there's 18 teams in the Big Ten.
I forgot college football, college athletics doesn't exist anymore.
$200 million rejection. Like, could you imagine walking away from $200 million? I guess $200 million doesn't buy you what it used to.
Well, not when you charge all those kids all that tuition. You got plenty of money coming.
Stop being so silly and thinking that education and athletics are interconnected. When are you going to let that go? When are you going to? It's just a convenient way to play for somebody these days.
Oh, Pollyanna.
Got to have some beautiful tulips in front of every building on campus. Those aren't cheap, man.
Little Billy might miss the Rose Bowl this year because he's behind in his geometry class at Ohio State. Oh, boy. And little Billy's teacher is not happy.
Can't go to the Rose Bowl because he can't afford a plane ticket because he's in debt up to his eyeballs trying to pay for that degree in communications.
That's right. I don't know how maybe. You know what? Let's give him a little stipend. How does $20 million sound, little Billy?
Oh, now see, you took it from just a struggling college kid to some guy who's able to be a long snapper
Jeff, how can you only go to college by making $20 million a year? Seriously, how do you survive like that? I mean, you're going to have to go thrift shopping
see stories like this Memphis story, and I just think, good Lord, please.
Good Lord, that that college athletics is so bad?
That there's so much money involved, and you're right. I can't separate the idea that, you know, this, it's two different things. College and, you know, legitimate people going and trying to get a degree so they can get a job and go make an adequate living, as compared to kids who are there on, let's even forget college scholarships. Those don't matter anymore.
Well, they matter to the kids that have them that aren't playing athletics.
The NIL money and everything else. It's two different things. But it's still under the banner of the fill-in-the-blank university, whatever it might be.
I mean, the word amateur just doesn't mean it. Okay, so just I think it's easier you're right if you just that. Eliminate the word amateur, right? Just eliminate it. Now, does it have a refreshing feeling? Athletics there in schools? Amateur doesn't matter anymore. So now we've disassociated that. And why do we feel like because you're in college, you have to be underpaid or zero paid? Right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I'm just saying that I think we associate athletics and in education as this harmonious thing. That's what it should be. But guess what? Maybe it never has been, and maybe it never should be. Maybe we should just understand that people that play athletics at the highest level in some of these colleges, which, by the way, is a very small percentage, that if you are blessed enough to be able to play athletics at the highest level and to be compensated for it, that's just the way it is. You're not only are you a university employee, but you are also an employee who's being educated at the same time, if you choose to, because they want you to take classes.
Well,
in theory, they're going to have to
stay eligible, aren't they?
Yeah, but what does that mean? What does eligibility mean? The NCAA still has clearinghouse, and you still have to have some academic requirements to get into these. I mean, they are allegedly institutions of higher education, right? Isn't that what their business is?
But the business model is throwing the word allegedly, because that might not be what they are anymore. That's why you threw it in
for a small percentage of players.
You're a smart dude.
Well, but it's still, again, for a small percentage of athletes. I feel bad for these high school kids coming out right now because, this is about transfer portal more than anything, but I do think it does. Maybe it strengthens the athletic hierarchy at the next level, where you're getting higher quality competitions at NAIA, at Division III, at Division II, right? Maybe it strengthens that. I just don't know why. The question of down the road is, why does a university want to be involved in athletics?
Okay? Money.
It's money, and it's filling the dorms. Isn't that what it's really all about?
Yeah, with people who are paying.
Yeah. And participating in athletics, same thing. So, all right, well, we had our little nice discussion there.
Good Memphis. For Memphis.
Memphis, good effort. Let's see what happens with the ACC.
$200 million to spend.
We'll see what's next.
Go join.
Talking Browns next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're going to head out to Bree in the next hour.